Falcon Finance taps Anchorage Digital for Genius Act stablecoin FUSD. Falcon Finance is bringing on Anchorage Digital to issue FUSD, a payments-focused stablecoin built to comply with the U.S. Genius Act, according to a CoinMarketCap post on X published May 28, 2026. The new token is positioned as a regulated counterpart to Falcon's existing synthetic stablecoin, USDF, rather than a replacement. The structure is the notable part. Falcon is not retiring its existing synthetic dollar. It is keeping USDF as the DeFi-native, yield-bearing leg of the protocol, while spinning up FUSD as a separate, bank-issued instrument purpose-built for payments. Anchorage Digital, the only federally chartered crypto bank in the United States, is the issuer of record. Two stablecoins, two jobs. Most issuers facing the Genius Act so far have tried to migrate a single existing token into the new regulated regime, with mixed results. Falcon is taking the opposite route. Keep the old token where it already has product market fit and build a clean new token under the new rulebook. USDF will continue to live in DeFi, where users can mint it against crypto collateral and root it into yield strategies that depend on protocol primitives, not bank deposits. FUSD, by contrast, is structured for the rails that the Genius Act actually unlocks. Regulated custodians, banks, payment processors, and merchants that need a stablecoin with an attested issuer and a clear redemption path. The trade-off is honest about what each instrument is for. Synthetic stablecoins are flexible and composable, but carry collateral and counterparty risk that no audit framework fully resolves. A bank-issued stablecoin sacrifices some of that composability for the ability to be quoted on a fee schedule, accepted by a merchant acquirer, or held in a regulated entity's treasury without legal acrobatics. Anchorage's charter is the scarce resource. Anchorage Digital holds an OCC National Trust Charter, which gives it the ability to act as a qualified custodian and, increasingly, as an issuance partner for tokens that need a federally regulated entity in the stack. That charter is the scarce resource in the Genius Act era. The law sets a high bar for who can issue a payment stablecoin in the U.S., and the list of entities that already clear that bar is short. By tapping Anchorage rather than building its own bank-grade infrastructure, Falcon is doing what most protocols facing the new regime will likely do: rent the charter. Anchorage holds the reserves, runs the redemptions, and absorbs the regulatory perimeter. Falcon focuses on distribution, integrations, and the broader product around the token. This is the same pattern that has emerged across other recent stablecoin launches that target U.S. regulated rails. The choice of issuer is becoming a more important branding signal than the token name itself. What fits where for payments? For SpendNode readers thinking about where a token like FUSD might surface, the obvious surface is the stablecoin spending stack. Most U.S.-issued cards that touch stablecoins today route through a small set of regulated tokens, and a new Genius Act-compliant entrant gives issuers another option without the structural ambiguity of a synthetic dollar. A token that is bank-issued, attested, and redeemable through a federally chartered partner is also easier to plug into payment processor agreements than a synthetic alternative. That matters for any MasterCard or Visa Network card that wants to offer stablecoin-funded spending without negotiating bespoke terms each time. None of this guarantees adoption. FUSD will compete with USDC, PYUSD, RLUSD, and others for the same shelf space. But the structure is positioned for the kind of integrations that synthetic stablecoins have historically struggled to win. Reserve and redemption questions. Falcon and Anchorage have not yet published the full reserve composition, attestation cadence, or fee schedule for FUSD as of May 28, 2026. The Genius Act sets minimums, including 1.1 reserve backing in high-quality liquid assets and regular attestations. But issuers retain meaningful discretion in how they structure those reserves and how they handle redemptions in stressed conditions. The market test will come at first redemption stress, not at launch. Synthetic stablecoins and bank-issued stablecoins behave very differently when prices move sharply, and the value of choosing the regulated leg is most visible exactly when the synthetic leg is under pressure.